Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Alan Espy from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We certainly have some mixed messages when you hear the Luke lesson and then observe the world around you. We have the voice of Jesus calling out to us, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." But then there is the voice of government calling out last week to pay up with our taxes, and the earth screaming to watch out for earthquakes and severe storms that would attempt to destroy what we treasure. We hear that we are not to worry, but at the same time, there are many burdens, many concerns, and many worries of this world that are laid upon us, not to mention the anxiety that it brings. So to which voice are you going to listen? Jesus points us to God's creation and says, "Will God not care for you?" Jesus calls for us to listen to what we see. His voice points to creation all around us. Consider the ravens. Consider the lilies. And says, "When you see creation, don't you see my Father's care? Don't you see the concern my Father has for everything all around you? Then surely you know that my Father is concerned for you as well." It seems when we look at creation, we see destruction and devastation. Earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, mudslides. How many of these tragedies have touched your lives? These tragedies call our attention to failures, hardships, and trials that would weigh us down and fill us with anxiety. Continued poverty in our nation, our soldiers fighting and dying in foreign countries, our dysfunctional political system. The problem, though, is not with our eyes seeing things, but with our heart loving things. We look to creation and see what we lack. But the problem is not what we see. The problem is where our heart is. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus tells us, what we treasure, that is what we will love, and what we will ultimately be concerned with. The heart that does not see Jesus tries to build up treasures for itself. It places trust in the things of this world, but creation will not bring us satisfaction, since creation is intended to point to the Creator, not to be worshipped itself. So we find nothing but anxiety. How then is our heart put in the right place so that we can see rightly? The solution is not how you see the world. It is how you see God. Only by changing the way you look at God will your eyes shift and see the things the way God would have us to see them. Specifically, you see how God sees you. In your baptism, God makes you His own, and God sees you as a treasure. We see rightly when we hear that we are a wondrous treasure to God, and where we, God's treasure, are, there also is our heart. We are a wondrous treasure to God, and where we, His treasure, are, there also is His heart. God sees us as a wondrous treasure. We are the culmination of His creation, those made in the image of God. This is why Jesus can point to the raven, a seemingly worthless bird, and say, of how much more value are you than the birds? Where God's treasure is, there is His heart also. We are a treasure that draws His heart, that causes Him to send His heart down to earth as His one and only Son that leaves His place in the heavens and becomes human with a beating heart that lives with God's treasure here on earth. And God allows the heart of His Son to slow its beating until it stops. God treasures us so much that His own Son's heart ceases to beat and He dies, killed by the very treasure that He loves so much. But God's heart does not stay dead. The Son of God, Jesus, rises from the grave to give hearts that beat forever. Being a treasure in God's eyes places our heart in the right place to see the things clearly. God has given His Son's heart to us and put His heart where His treasure is. When our hearts are safe with Jesus, then we can be comforted by creation and see the love that God has for what He has made. Since God loves His creation so much, how much more will He care about us? Anxiety and fear can be replaced by confidence and hope in Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alan Espy from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Junction City, Kansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.